Kalim chat 5, Mishnah 7, Tano Shinitma. If an oven becomes impure, Ketzat Matarin Oso. How do you make it pure? If an oven becomes impure, right? Someone holds a dead sheretz in the middle of the oven over there. How do we purify it? So Cholko Lishlosha. So, first opinion, he splits it into three. Now, this means from top to bottom. Three pieces, they chop it into three pieces, because in order to purify it, you've got to break it. It's an earthenware oven at the end of the day, and as we learned, you've got to break it if it's an earthenware vessel. So it chops into three pieces from top to bottom, and not only that, Vagora es hatfela ad shebaaretz. He's got to scrape off the coating until it reaches the earth. So he's probably got to chop it up, take the coating off. Maybe cheaper to get a new one, I don't know. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, Einat tzarich ligro es hatfela. He says, no, you don't have to take off the coating. He's got another strategy. He says you go inside the oven, and what you do is you cut inside the oven, right? And you don't have to go through the coating. You can leave the outer coating intact. But from inside the oven, you've got to cut from the top, like let's say the top of the oven, down to within 4 tefachim of the ground.
Into
the walls from inside the oven. But you can leave the outer coating intact according to him. So it will still stay like intact in the sense that the coating's still around it. But the walls of it are...
You're just doing a division.
Exactly.
You cut it in three.
That's right. And you're actually cutting through the wall of the oven. You're cutting through the wall properly according to him. But you're not cutting through the outer layer of coating that's put there. So that, according to him, that would be the way that you would do it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, V'tzarech la'asir. Rabbi Shimon says, you've actually got to pull it apart. Not only must you cut it up, but you actually got to pull the pieces away from each other.
Then how are you going to use it? I mean, it's all broken up.
Exactly, that's the whole point. You've got to get it to a point that it's broken up. And then you've got to put it back together afterwards. So, we'll see later. Chalku lishnam, if he only cuts it into two parts and not three, echad gadol ve'echad katan, and one's big and one's small, hagadol tamei, the big part is still considered tamei, still considered usable in some sense, v'hakatan tahor, and the small part is considered pure, the small part's considered broken now. Chalku lishleisha, if he cuts it into three parts, echad gadol kishnaim, and one of them is as big as the other two, so it's like into a half, and a quarter, and a quarter. So hagadol tamei, the big part's still considered tamei, ushnaim hakatanim tairin, and the two small parts are considered pure. They're considered broken.